not quite like this. I mean, it's injuries are part of the game, but you know, long-term season-ending injuries are ones that are really hard to deal with. And so the bottom line is it's next man up. And I know that's a cliche, but you better in this league, you better, as you're coaching 1 through 5, you better be coaching 6, 7, and 8, because before the season's over, 6, 7, and 8 are going to play a lot of ball for you. That's just the nature of the game, unfortunately.
And that has happened this year. Let's talk about some of those guys who have got a chance to step in. Spencer Drango, draft pick out of Baylor this year. Coming in, he was a tackle in college, playing guard for you this year. How has he developed?
He's doing a good job. I mean, he started off playing the big tight end, and then he's playing left tackle, then he's playing right tackle, and all of a sudden now he's moved in at guard. And it's really interesting. You know, I was watching some Cincinnati tape because we played them next, and watching, that was his first game. He played extended time there. And then I'm watching him these last 2 weeks, and he's made really solid improvement, especially as a pass protector. So as you watch that and you see these guys develop, and sometimes it's to the naked eye, but you just watch him individually, and you're encouraged by how he's developing as a player. You know, Cam is a young player at center. He's getting better and better, and he had to fight through a little bit of injury after that first Baltimore game, and he's making progress. And so, and then again, you know, now with the injury at right guard, we'll see what Jonathan Cooper can do. And, you know, one man's misfortune prevents an opportunity for another young man.
Yes, and certainly you had the injuries. Joel Bitonio, it seemed that the running game was clicking, and then it kind of coincided with when he went down. How important is he to this team?
He's real important. You know, he brings, not only does he bring a good player, he brings a real tough mentality. So you lose a guy that's, you know, kind of is your benchmark for the toughness that you want on your line, and the guy that's a very productive player. And I'm not just going to say that that's the only reason. It doesn't help. I'm not saying that's the reason, but it doesn't help the fact that losing a guy like him is makes it difficult. And so, and you know, there's some other guys playing through some different things. I mean, I take my hat off to Joe Thomas. Joe Thomas is going out there every week and playing. He's dealing with a knee issue and a back issue, and he's going out there like a champ and playing each week. But it's hard now. I mean, it's hard to go out there and play at a high level against really high all-pro players when you're not 100% healthy.
What's it been like to coach Joe Thomas? The guy has been to 9 straight Pro Bowls, started his career probably going to number 10 this year, which would be a Browns franchise record.
Yeah, you know, Joe's, I remember coaching him in the first Pro Bowl he was at back in 2007. I've known him a long time. He's a quality guy. He's a very humble guy, very thorough guy, smart guy. He's a good guy to be around, for a guy that has had as much success as he's had in the NFL, to be able to keep it all in perspective and just be a regular guy. You know, take my hat off to him. And for him to be able to play at such a high level when he hasn't had the success with the team, you know, that's hard to do, to year in and year out, to continue to play at that high level. And so I got a lot of respect for him. He's doing a great job for us, and he does a great job with young guys. He helps young guys. I mean, he's a mentor to some young players too. Yeah. You know, he is what you want in terms of a real pro.
Sean Coleman drafted in the 3rd round this year. We haven't seen much from him, but, you know, coming back from injury at the beginning of the year, how's he doing, and what do you see in the future for Sean Coleman?
Yeah, Sean Coleman's working hard. I mean, he's missing all that time in the offseason and coming into camp because he was really far behind in terms of his assignments. He's making progress. He's getting a lot of work each week because basically he's practicing at the left tackle when Joe's not in there. He's making progress. You know, there's a lot. You look around the league and some of the young guys that have come out there. Sometimes to play that tackle position, it takes a little bit of time to develop. So, you know, he's got a lot of work this year. He'll get a good off-season program in, get a good spring in, and then I would expect to see him make a significant improvement and get more playing time come next preseason and be able to develop into the player that we hope he can be.
Austin Pastore is a guy that, you know, early in the season, people were wondering, having to replace Mitchell Schwartz, a tough thing to do here in Cleveland, but it's been pretty darn solid, I think, on the whole this season. How's he played?
He's been solid. I mean, he played guard. I mean, he was a guard last year, and all of a sudden we move him out there to tackle, so all of a sudden he's playing against, you know, really quality edge rushers, and when you move outside on that edge, you're kind of playing by yourself, and he's done a good job. He's solid. He plays tough. Plays technical. I mean, he gets great effort like that, and he's just a scrapper, man, finds a way to get it done.